This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay, what is another preferred time in which supplication is accepted more? While you're prostrating or doing sujood, and we all do a lot of sujood these days in the last 10 days of Ramadan, the Prophet, peace be upon him, says, the closest time a worshipper is from his Lord is during prostration. أَقْرَبْ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. So please supplicate a lot while prostrating down to Allah. I am indeed close to them. I listen to the prayer of every supplicant when he calleth on me. Wallahi, you've become so close. You've put your face down in the dirt for him. And because you put your face down just for him, that's the utmost or summit of humiliation and submission to him. You've achieved submission, and that's why your supplication is accepted. That's why supplication of a person prostrating is accepted. And pray as you wish, and don't say, really, I just say, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, glory to Allah the Supreme. Supplicate, pray, and say all you want. You're so close. Another preferred time in which supplication is accepted more, when you finish reciting the Quran, and the Khatm al-Quran. I know I said supplication is accepted at all times, but even more in these times. We are approaching the end of Ramadan and we're about to finish the Quran. Gather your friends and your beloved ones and supplicate after you finish. Are there any more preferred times? Yes, between Adhan and Iqamah of prayer. The Prophet, peace be upon him, says, between Adhan and Iqamah is a supplication that is not denied. بين الأذان والإقامة دعوة لا ترد. Supplicate, ادعو. Starting tonight, we're going to supplicate. We'll pray tahajjud prayer in the third part of the night, and we'll supplicate and pray with all our might till the end of Ramadan, and we're 100% positive, sure, that our prayers will be accepted, inshallah. The companions used to say a very beautiful word. They said, we used to prepare for Ramadan special supplications, 5 or 6, and we'd insist and urge just on these 5 or 6, during prostration, at the time of breaking our fast, in the last third of the night, when finishing reciting the Quran, the same ones in every sujood, we'd keep repeating them and insist, and Ramadan would end. And by Allah, the following Ramadan wouldn't approach unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have accepted all we asked for. Why don't you try? I mean, what are you going to lose? Just try and see. Okay, when is another time? On Fridays, there's an hour in which supplication is accepted. So the times in which supplication is preferable and which is accepted even more, the last part of the night, during prostration, between Adhan and Iqamah, when finishing reciting the Quran, and on Fridays. There's still a Friday left in Ramadan today. Take an advantage of it. There's an hour on Friday in which if a Muslim worshipper or servant supplicates to Allah in it, accept that this supplication is accepted. So what or when is this hour? The scholars differed about it, but the majority said it's the final hour before Maghrib prayer or during Friday prayer itself. So you have a confirmed hour every Friday, and you have a confirmed hour every night. And more than that, you every day while breaking your fast, you have an accepted dua, right? لِلصَّائِمْ عِنْدَ فِطْرَهُ دَعْوَةٌ لَا تُرَدْ. For the fasting person is an accepted supplication at the time of breaking his fast. What more do you want? When you repent, the minute you start repenting from a sin, your supplication is accepted. I once saw a scholar and a 17-year-old girl told him, I just wore the headscarf today, the hijab. He told her, can you make dua for me? She said, I pray for you. He said, my daughter, your supplication is accepted now. Sheikh al-Sha'rawi said, your supplication is accepted now. Can you imagine when the Sheikh al-Sha'rawi asked from a 17-year-old girl to pray for him and urges her, and she was astonished. And he said, you just obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recently. And whoever does good or repents newly, his supplication is accepted. So please make dua for me. Subhanak. Do any of us understand our religion like this? Do you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's generosity? And don't you dare say my faith is weak or I'm not that religious. Supplication is accepted from all humanity. Just you put up your hands and pray. Pray to him. Okay, now let's look at the conditions or the terms of accepting supplication. Are there terms? Yes, 4 terms or conditions. And we can apply them inshallah today when we supplicate at the end of the lecture. First of all, certainty that it will be accepted. Al-yaqeen fil ijaba. The Prophet ﷺ says, supplicate to Allah while you are certain of his acceptance. Adu Allah wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba. The Prophet, peace be upon him, says, when supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't say, O Lord, if you wish to do so or so for me, no. Insist and plead for what you want. So don't say, I want a Mercedes, but if you want to, Allah. No, when you pray, urge him, O Allah, the Almighty, I swear by you, I ask you by your greatest names that you do so and so for me. Don't ever supplicate when you don't believe. Feeling humility and submission, that's number 2. Feeling humility and submission between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hands. Remember, that's the main purpose or goal of supplication. The Prophet, peace be upon him, says what? Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't accept from an oblivious or an inattentive heart. أَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلْ مِنْ قَلْبٍ غَافِلٍ. So be careful. You can't just stand there and say, God, I want so-and-so and so-and-so, and you're just totally not there, right? This is a condition of acceptance that you comprehend and feel what you say. Abdullah ibn Umar said, I know when my supplication is accepted. So he was asked, when? Is it possible that you know? He said, Wallahi, I know. They said, how? He said, if my eye tears and my heart is humbled and all my senses are moved and my faith strengthens, I say, now my supplication will be accepted. So I try even harder. Each one of us now knows if it's a time of acceptance or not. How do you feel? Do you feel an urge like Prophet Zakariya, peace be upon him? There did Zakariya pray to his Lord, right? Subhanak. So this is the second condition. So the more you call unto him with humbleness, the more he accepts your supplication. Go to him with your weakness, he'll extend you with his strength. Go to him with your humbleness, he will extend you with his glory. Tell him, Ya Allah, Al-Ghani, the one in no need of any creation, who is for your poor worshipper except you. Tell him, Ya Qadir, the one attributed with power, who is for your disabled worshipper except you. Tell him, O Allah, Al-Aziz, the defeater, who is for your defeated worshipper except you. You'll immediately feel the humbleness and submission to him. You'll feel how glorious Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is and how little we are. And that's why Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal said, a believer's supplication is accepted when what? When he prays like a man in the middle of a rough sea who fell out of the ship and is holding onto a wooden plank and is about to drown. How will he pray? He'll scream, oh Lord, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb. And that's how a believer is when his supplication is accepted. Your heart is charged with, oh Lord, Ya Rabb, tamla' qalbak, Ya Rabb. The third condition or term is that you don't haste the acceptance of your supplication. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, your prayer is accepted if you don't haste the answer. They said, and how is the answer hasted, O Messenger of Allah? He said, you say, I prayed and prayed and prayed and it wasn't accepted. And you quit praying and the answer never comes. It was just about to be accepted. Don't ever give up. Even the Prophet's supplications weren't answered immediately. Be patient. The fourth and last term is living from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed. Your food and your livelihood is not from forbidden sources. It's all halal. A shaggy, dusty man who used to travel a lot mentioned to the Prophet ﷺ that he raises his hands to the sky and says, O Lord, O Lord, and his food is ill-gotten, and his drink is ill-gotten, and his whole life was ill-gotten, that his supplication was not accepted. Right? So, and that's why from the manners of making supplication is that after or before you supplicate, you give charity, sadaqah, to cleanse your possessions or your money. But of course, it initially has to be halal, and therefore your supplication will be accepted, inshallah. So four conditions or terms. Whoever accomplishes them, his or her supplication, inshallah, will be accepted. What are they again? Certainty that it will be accepted, right? Submission and being humble, khushu' wa khudwa, not to haste for the response, and halal, not ill-gotten livelihood. Okay. Are there any more manners that we have to follow when supplicating? Adab al-du'a? Like, how do we don't just say, oh God, no. How do you talk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do you ask? Yes. What are they? They're very simple. Write them down or just memorize them with me. First of all, raise both your hands to the sky when you supplicate. Purification, at-tahara, right? You make your wudu or you're purified. You start your supplication with thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. What's next? Blessing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As-salah ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fourth, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, athana'a ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as soon as you start supplicating, saying, oh Allah, I want this or this, oh Allah the great, oh Allah, you're the most generous, the most forgiving, you call upon him with his names, you submit to him and feel your weakness between his hands. And that's why Surah Al-Fatiha starts with what? Praise be to Allah, the cherisher, the sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment, thee do we worship and thine do we aid we seek. And then the supplication comes after that. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Show us the right way or the straight way. The way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace. So Surah Al-Fatiha teaches us how to supplicate, right? First we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then we ask. Okay, number six, what do? That you plead and plead and plead. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all of you. You ask and you plead, right? The Prophet ﷺ says what? Truly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who plead in their prayer or supplication. إِنَّ اللَّهُ يُحِبَّ الْمُلِحِينَ فِي الدُّعَاءِ لِحُّ Ask. So beg Allah and make him feel your urge and your need for him. And after all that, give charity. And it doesn't matter how much. The Prophet ﷺ considered half a day a charity. So give whatever you can to make sure your money is purified from anything, inshallah. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal says, by Allah, whoever follows these four terms and manners of supplication, his supplication is never denied. I beg you, set your game plan for supplication for the few days left in Ramadan, and set your priorities. Myself, my mom, my dad, my kids, my livelihood. Don't forget Islam. Don't forget Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, Iraq. Pray for your Muslim brothers and sisters. Pray. Pray for guidance. All right? Now, what we're going to do now is we're going to apply what we just said and supplicate together to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us in these blessed nights. Say Ameen.